Good afternoon, Azure Hills. Oh, come on, you guys can do better than that. Good afternoon. Happy Sabbath. I just want to say thank you so much for the warm welcome. I could tell already from board meeting that it was going to be a good warm welcome in a nice church because they welcomed me with cake. Like, who has cake in a board meeting? So I was like, okay, I see Azure Hills. Anyways, it's a privilege to be here serving as your young adult pastor. I hope you guys are ready for this New Yorican. That's a term that is basically someone who was born in New York to Puerto Rican parents. So we can't be fully a New Yorker or fully Puerto Rican, so we say New Yorican. So thank you again for this awesome honor and privilege. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you so much because today we are reminded of your love, a love that heals. Open our minds and our hearts in receiving your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So growing up, for me, communion meant one thing. You take communion because that's your ticket to heaven. Literally, you know, I would wait to get baptized. And I remember for me growing up, we couldn't take communion until you got baptized. At least that was the culture. So for me, communion was like, oh, okay, wow, I get to take communion. And taking communion was a big deal because for me, growing up as a child, it signified that my sins were cleansed and it was a ticket to heaven. For example, when I was about 11 to 12 years old, it was my first time going to El Retiro de Damas. Who knows what that means? Yeah, okay, I see some hands out there. It's a women's retreat. So I was so excited because I had awesome expectations for this weekend. This weekend was going to be me and my girls gossiping about the boys from church. And so I had these expectations. Little did I know that when I got there Thursday, it was me and my mom going to every single session. And I was like, Mommy, please, can I hang out with my friends? No, no, no. We paid a lot of money and we're learning so much. So I was like, oh man. So totally, like, my expectations were like blown. It was just, okay, this is not what I expected. So finally, Saturday comes, and I'm, you know, after we have the regular church service, we had lunch, and so I'm saying, please, like, there has to be some time where I can hang out with my friends. And so I remember in an afternoon session, my friends were kind of peeking through the window there, and they snuck in, they sat next to me, and they said, Jesse, can you ask your mom if you can come to the pool with us? We're going to go at, like, 5 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, Mommy. She's like, yes. You know I love you, right? What do you want? No, nothing, Ma. I'm just saying I love you. You know I love you. And she's like, what do you want? And I was like, well, my friends are going to the pool. And I was just thinking maybe I can go to the pool and not have to go to the other sessions. And she was like, well, how about this? After you take Santa Cena, which is communion, then you can go to the pool. And I was like, score! The next thing on the program is communion. So I was like, okay, cool. So it's time for communion. My mind wasn't even on what was taking place. Where do you think my mind was? The pool. And so finally, I take communion. And it's time for me to nudge my mom. Can I go now? And she's like, fine, you can go. So I run. I go to the hotel room. I put on my bathing suit. I dash to the pool. It says, swim at your own risk. So I'm like, ah, that's okay. I got my swimming honor advanced right here, Pathfinders. So I'm out there in the deep end, and I'm hanging out with my friends. And then we forget that one of my friends doesn't know how to swim. And so as I'm talking to one of my friends, I all of a sudden hear, help, help. So I turn and I see that my friend that doesn't know how to swim was holding my other friend in a headlock under the water, and they were both drowning. So in that moment, I'm like, okay, it's time for me to put my Pathfinder hat. What do I do? I remember that my dad told me, if there's any trouble, if you ever see someone, you know, drowning, you go from behind, you take them from behind and you swim, you do the side stroke. So I'm like, okay, I need to do that. So I go and I help my friend that was in the headlock. I somehow break them apart. I take her from with one hand and I start swimming and I free her. And now it's time for me to help the person who doesn't know how to swim. And so I go and I take her. And at this point, I'm like, Baywatch, baby, yes. So I go and I put her, you know, I hold her right here and I do the side stroke and I'm going. But then all of a sudden, she does this turn. And now I'm in a headlock. And now I'm underwater. And so in this, I don't know how long this was, but it seemed like forever. And then I think, what can I do? So I start punching her. Boom, boom, bam, bam, bam. I start pinching her. Nothing. I even bit her. And nothing would help. I was putting my nails and nothing was helping. To the point where I said, well, God, this is it. I was 11 or 12. And I mean, talk about the maturity. You think sometimes our kids aren't paying attention, but they are. And so I was like, well, please, God, whatever happens, let my mom know that it wasn't her fault for letting me go to the pool. However, let her know that I took Santa Cena. I took communion, so all is good. I will see her in heaven. I will see her, and the next thing you know, we're in a community, and we're in heaven, and we're hanging out. And so at that moment, I remember just kind of phasing out, and I can see the light of the pool, and I remember, it's literally like in the movies, the favorite scene that I had was, you know, my dog and I, my family, out in a park in Pelham Bay Park in the Bronx, and it was just so peaceful. And then I remember praying, well, God, if you have a plan, be careful when you pray that. If you have a plan, then save me. And I promise that I will tell everybody about this story. But if you have a plan, if not, it's okay, because I took communion and I know that I'm good. But God answered that prayer. And so a friend came, pushed me out of the water, and I took the biggest breath of my life. It was, everybody take a deep breath. It was longer than that. It was like, I didn't know that it can go that long, but I could literally feel my lungs opening up and the air coming in and God's breath coming into my life. Communion. Definitions change as you grow, right? You see, now when I think of communion, I think of the body of Christ. Not only the body of Christ, the body of Jesus that heals, but indeed the church, the body of Christ, this body of Christ, the person next to you, this community that heals, a community in solidarity in Christ is a community that heals. Tell the person next to you, I want to be a community that heals. Tell the other person next to you, I want to be a community that heals. That's right. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 12 and 13. And it reads, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Here Paul is saying we are all one body, baptized. That means all of us together are submerged in Christ, a new creation together, the church together in Christ. Not only that, but it's a gospel that is inclusive. It says Jews and Gentiles, right? That means everybody's included, free and slave. It means everyone's included. Everybody that's part of the body is included to drink what? One spirit, the living water that is Christ. Here is talking, and I love Pastor BT's illustration on the piano. Man, I didn't even know about that little, the hammer in there. But imagine if the hammer didn't work. Imagine if this morning you woke up and your legs decided, oh no, I ain't working today. Imagine if your eyes said, oh, I'm not gonna open up today. We are all special, all part of God's body. And as we're partaking communion here, I want us to remember that we are part of the body of Christ. We are all given spiritual gifts, which means that you are important. Tell the person next to you, you're important. Tell the other person next to you, you're important. You're important. But what does solidarity look like, right? What does solidarity in Christ look like? What does that community look like? Turn with me very quickly to Acts chapter 2. What does it look like? I always go back to the early church because I feel like they did something right there, because we're still, you know, because of them, we are here. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says, they devoted themselves to apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All of the believers were what? Together, and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. There are a couple, like here, this is what it looks like. A community that heals. You see, here together, it says one that they were teaching. It says, two, that they were in fellowship, which means that they were hanging out, which means that I hope you guys come out to basketball and pickleball, right? Yeah. It means they were in fellowship. It means they were breaking bread together. So I hope to see you guys at potluck. They were eating together. They were hanging out. And here it says, last but not least, that they were praying together. This is what a community in solidarity in Christ looks like, a community that heals. When we step into that community, we have the power of healing. We have the power that heals pain. We have the power that heals depression. We have the power that heals debt. We have the power that heals mental illness, that heals infertility, that heals ignorance, that heals homelessness, that heals a broken marriage, that heals hate. The power that heals your anxiety. When we come together in solidarity, knowing that we are in the sovereign power of God. So today when we take communion, let's remember that we are part of the body of Christ. To close, I want to share a story, you know, we were very involved in Spanish Mount Haven Church. We had the basketball league, and the basketball league this year we were actually in the championships, and it was our first game, the last game, but the first year that we were in the championships. And my brother, he's probably my height, maybe a little taller, but at that time he was short. He was like the little short point guard. And so my dad was the coach, but he didn't put him in the starting five. Because he was young. But at this point, the game was tied, the championship game. My dad, with seconds left, decided to put my brother in. Really, papi? You want to win the game and you're going to put Samito in? He's so little. He's a point guard. But he puts him in. My brother dribbles. Bam. He gets fouled. And we're like, oh, no, the foul shot. Come on. The game is on you. So my all we needed was 1 point to win the game. My brother dribbles the ball. We're all, like, anxious. You know, us Latinos, like, come on. And then he's dribbling the ball. He shoots for the foul, on the foul line. He shoots, and he makes it in. The crowd goes wild. We, like, start celebrating. Everybody who cares, there's probably, like, 0.0 seconds left, and we just rush the court because we won the game. You may not be part of the starting five in this church, but you count. That one foul point on the foul line, that one foul shot, it counts. Because you are part of the body of Christ. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you so much because you love us, because you care about us, because you showed us that we are your body and that everybody in this sanctuary counts. Our ministries, our smiles, our hugs, our prayers, our cooking, our breaking the bread, us showing up, it counts. And so, God, when we take communion, when we break the bread and when we eat your body and when we drink the grape juice that represents your blood, we pray that we can make that covenant, that promise that we will be part of your body. We will be a community that heals. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.